telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came.
Welcome, everyone. Happy Wednesday to you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Looking out of my Milwaukee studio here, I'm seeing whiteout-like conditions, I would say. Nothing but big old fat snowflakes coming down here in southeastern Wisconsin. So I hope you're settled in and snuggled up if you are fortunate enough to not have to be out in the snow. Good for you. And stay where you are if you can. It is a bit slippery out there. I'm joined this afternoon by Mr. Aaron Zommers. He's helping me out on the boards today from Madison, giving everybody watching on the YouTube stream or at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Insta, and the Book of Faces a little shot of the snowy action in Madison this afternoon where Aaron is. So thanks so much for that, Aaron. We got a packed show for you this afternoon. Lots happening. Really excited about it. And very excited to talk about the new Marquette University poll. After that, I'm going to be diving into the historical analogs to our present moment. What do the past relationships between dictators, wannabe dictators, wannabe authoritarians, and their oligarchs tell us about the present moment? There's much to be mined there, much to talk about. And as it is Wednesday, we're of course going to have the segment Broad Appeal. We've got a guest from Emily's List joining us. And last but certainly not least, it is Over the Hump and Trump Day. Our last segment of the day, starting at 3:30, will be something that hopefully connects us, gets us in a creative mindset, maybe a little bit of a distraction from the politics that seems so unrelenting these days. But let's start with some of that political business. I am very pleased to be joined once again on The Maggie Dawn Show by Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin. Happy New Year to you, Charles. It's lovely to have you back. Hope you are tucked in at home and not out there braving these elements.
Yes, I'm delighted to be at my home office instead of out on the road. And we are getting a lot of snow here in Madison as well.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Marquette just put out another new poll. It was out in the field, if I am not mistaken, the very end of January into early February, the 27th of January to February 5th. So we had about 2 weeks of Donald Trump's second term here. Tell us the highlights. I thought the results were fascinating, pretty intuitive, but again, some interesting bits here. But the highlights first, Charles, and then we'll dive in.
Yeah, it won't surprise anybody that there are big partisan divides in how people see the president. That's what we've seen all along. Hardly a surprise. But there's also division across issues. We asked about 8 policies that he's implemented or proposed as in his executive orders. 4 of those have large majority support of nearly or over 60%. But the other 4 have majorities of around 55, 57 to 60 or more percent opposed to those initiatives. So it's not just the usual divide between Democrats and Republicans, though that's certainly there, but it is also a division over some issues, some positions he's taken, which are quite popular, and others that are quite unpopular. And how does that play out in the coming weeks?
We are going to see, but let's talk about specifically some of those policies that are more broadly popular, Charles. Which are they? Are they? And what are the poll numbers in specific?
Sure. So his declaration that there are only 2 sexes and the federal government will only recognize 2 sexes. 63% support that, 37% opposed. Expanding oil and gas production, 60% in favor, 40% opposed. And declaring an emergency on the southern border, 59% in favor, 41% opposed. And then there's one that's a little more complicated. Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally, 60% support that, 40% are opposed. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those who've been in the U.S. for a number of years, have jobs, and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%, with 57% opposed to that. We've been asking this pair of questions since last spring, and this gap has shown up the whole year. We've seen everything from the high 50s to the mid 60s in favor of deporting immigrants in the U.S. illegally with no qualification. But we've consistently seen support fall into the low to mid 40s or even once into the 30s when we add, including those with jobs and no criminal record. So I think this shows that the deportation effort that he's making has the potential to be popular if it focuses on criminals, and probably if it just focuses on turning away people at the southern border. But when we're talking about people who are long-term residents, who work in our businesses, in our factories, on our farms, and haven't committed crimes, there, I think the president's policy will be quite unpopular, or is quite unpopular now. So how does this play out will determine whether Trump is ultimately a beneficiary of his immigration plan, or whether it turns around to hurt him if it's seen as driving out people who a majority of Americans think should stay and continue to work here.
It's fascinating to me, Charles, as we go forward and keep an eye on these polling results, on the actual impacts of some of these policies, that the information environment that people exist in has this very deep, very important impact on their perception of those things. I think, generally speaking, that polling result entirely unsurprising, right? That Americans, Wisconsinites, have a sense of fairness. Yes, we want a secure country. We want our sovereign borders enforced, but that we understand that there are people that have been here contributing to our communities, working oftentimes side by side, that are essential to our economies, that have absolutely no criminal record, and that Americans actually can manage that nuance. But again, something to keep an eye on. Now, you also mentioned, Charles, that there are around four policies that are largely opposed. Tell us more about those, please.
So one is the one we just talked about, deportation for non-criminals. But the Panama Canal, Trump announced in his inaugural that we will take back the Panama Canal. Only 35% support that, 65% opposed it. And that is one of these issues that he did not talk about, so far as I know, at any point during the fall campaign. It really just suddenly appeared. Likewise, pardoning all the January 6th people who had been charged with crimes for the January 6th attack on the Capitol, only 34% approve of those pardons. And finally, renaming the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America, again, something that was unheard of or not heard about in the campaign. That's the lowest of all, just 29% favor that, 71% oppose it. So I think you'd say that two of these policies were big surprises, meaning he hadn't talked about them or telegraphed them or done anything to build support for them. And they're quite a far ways underwater, with more than 60%, more than 65% opposed to all three of those. But the January 6th pardons, which he had certainly hinted at doing, turned out to be more sweeping, including pardons for people who attacked police or injured other people. So this is the mix that you're seeing of, as I said, four things that are quite popular, four things that are quite unpopular. And a message from the unpopular ones is the big surprises that he sprung since the inaugural, I think, have not gone over so well. The things that he'd prepared us for on deportations and on gender identity, those things are pretty popular and weren't surprises to people who had listened to him through the fall campaign.
Well, let's turn to an additional issue that he had very much campaigned on, that there seems to be a bit of a nuanced polling reaction to, and that is tariffs and economic policy. Tell us what your most recent poll, Charles, is telling us about the public's reaction to tariffs.
Right. We ask whether people think tariffs in general help the economy, hurt the economy, or make no difference. only 24% believe that tariffs help the economy. 46% think they hurt the economy. And it's 13% who think they make no difference, and a pretty sizable 17% who say, I don't know what effect tariffs have. So remember in the fall when Trump constantly said tariffs are the most beautiful word in the English language, talked about them incessantly. So again, prepared us for what he was going to do on tariffs. He really has not convinced the public at all that they are good for the economy. Now, even among Republicans, only 49% think tariffs are good for the economy. Among independents, only 12% think they're good for the economy. And among Democrats, it's only 4% that think they're good for the economy. So even among Republicans, he doesn't have the big support on the tariff question that he does have big support for on deportations and the border emergency, for example.
Go ahead, Charles.
I was just going to move on to inflation, but if you want to follow up on tariffs, we can do that first.
Well, we got to take care of a little bit of business, because the relationship between tariffs and inflation, of course, is what I think has a lot of people anxious. So I want to get to that next level question. My guest this half hour is Marquette pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin, frequent guest of the show, friend of mine, now friend of yours. We're going to take care of a bit of our business here at Civic Media. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what the poll is telling us about voters and poll respondents' concerns about inflation. Okay. An incredibly important topic, given that it was in many ways a linchpin, at least one of the top three motivating factors cited by Trump voters back in 2024. We'll see where the president is faring today based on Professor Franklin's polling. And then we want to get a sense of the overall response to Trump's presidency thus far. So keep it locked right here, folks. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with more on Trump's first 2 weeks. Keep it locked.